Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Tuesday. Hope your week has been going well, and I, of course, have a bumper show lined up for you. And without any further ado, let us get started. So if you are into all things kind of geeky and nerdy, then Media Tech Africa is going to be a great experience for all you tech geeks. So just basically think a combination of the most creative minds in the media and entertainment technology industry mixed with the hottest trailblazing tech and throw in some high energy music, dancing, powerful lighting, projection stances, pixel mapping, and you pretty much have a little bit of a taste of what's going to be going on at Media Tech's Africa's Black Box, which is something that is not to be missed at the Media Tech Africa Expo, which is taking place this week. So basically, it is a first for the show, a fully automated light and visual experience set to be a showstopper that demonstrates how ideas can be brought to life using the latest technology. It's a collaborative effort between a variety of suppliers and manufacturers, and there are 6 shows on the hour for the entire show duration, and each performance will be followed by a 30-minute interactive presentation and a learning experience that details what went into creating the seamless synchronicity and pinpoint accuracy of the show, the tech and the design elements, and how to create decent workflows in design. So Media Tech Africa is taking place at the Ticket Pro Dome this week from the 19th to the 21st of July. And if you are in the live events industry, there's going to be an outdoor sound demo. There's a whole bunch of like a camera experience. There's a drone cage demo area. There is loads on the go that is literally going to blow your mind. That is Media Tech Africa. So if you want to check them out, you can head across to their website, mediatech.co.za, or of course my website, heatherhook.com, and just click on the Meet the Black Box at Media Tech Africa Expo. Loads of fun for all you geeky and somewhat geeky folk out there. Keeping with tech, I headed through to an absolutely amazing event last week hosted by the BSH Group, who are suppliers for Bosch, Gaggenau, and Siemens in South Africa. And they had an amazing talk on future trends and the way forward for trends with world-renowned guest speaker Dion Chang from Flux Trends. Very, very exclusive event. And Dion shed some amazing light on different trends around the world and how these are disrupting trend influence businesses in South Africa. So BSH have just opened their new brand experience center in Cramerville. And this is literally something that even if you're not into future trends and you're not into all that geeky stuff, you want to go through and check out these appliances. They are beautiful. And it is a fully, fully interactive showroom. So the fridges work. The ovens work. If you want to do a load of laundry in the washing machine, you can. If you want to put a pie in the microwave, you can literally use the appliances and get an idea of what they are capable of, and also the wide range of very, very beautiful appliances from Bosch, Siemens, and Gaggenau home appliances. Dion delivered that evening an amazing talk and the impact of being woke in today's day and age. It was absolutely, absolutely riveting. He took us on a verbal and visual journey that explored world trend disruptions and explained how world-class companies are adapting to stay relevant in today's marketplace. We are talking robot cops. So in Dubai, little robots that are cops that you can speak to and they'll help you, like they'll point you in the right direction. You can report a crime. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can do with these robot cops, and just pretty much just experiences. And the one thing that I really liked was called Home Connect, which is a wireless or Wi-Fi connect household. It's a device that connects all the appliances in the household with a specific smartphone or tablet. And it's literally, it's kind of like talking to Siri, but like your home is completely run by this device. Absolutely absolutely amazing. The video took my breath away. It's literally a case of walking downstairs and saying, put the kettle on, put on my music playlist. What is the traffic situation today? Like, and literally you just get an answer like straight away and the things like just happen for you. I was blown away, and I would not say that I'm woke by any stretch of the imagination, but I probably was more woken after that talk. It was absolutely fantastic, and I left with so much to think about on global trends and how they influence industries and business and the world that we live in, and how are we going to stay abreast and embrace global trends to stay relevant in the market. It was eye opening. So if you want to go and check out those absolutely fantastic appliances, a lot of them are very new age. The BSH Brand Experience Center in Joburg is located at 30 Archimedes Street in Cremerville, and they are open to the public Monday through Friday from 8:30 in the morning till 4, and Saturdays from 9 till 12. You can find out more about them on bsh-group.com or again on my website, heatherhook.com. Loads of tech in my life, and it has been very, very interesting, I must say. Breaking away from tech and heading into something a little bit more humorous, I headed through last night to an amazing preview of the Live series, which is a collab between two of my very favorite funny men who have joined forces. The Live series is going to feature Joey Razdin as well as Jason Goliath, and that's going to be taking place at the Gold Reefs Lyric Theater. So Joey is going to be running his show for two nights. That's on the 4th and 5th of August. And then the live series with Jason Goliath will be running on the 18th and 19th of August. As I said, both of them at Gold Reefs Lyric Theatre. They are doing absolutely amazing things. They have been doing absolutely amazing things in the comedic arena for a very, very long time. And I was actually lucky enough to sit down and catch up with funny man Joey Razdin and find out a little bit more about the show, what people can expect, and the way forward for Joey, and what's next for this long-standing comedian, South African comedian, who I have followed for years, and it was an absolute honor to get to chat to him. So have a little listen. Joey Razdin, tell us, what can we expect from the live show? What's from your live show?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know yet, but all I know is I'm going to try and change people's perceptions about how they see the world and how they see South Africa.
Okay. Yes. In a fun and lighthearted manner, of
yes.
course.
Yes, that's always key.
Okay.
So I think people should expect fun and lightheartedness.
Oh, that would be a good thing. So how long does it take you to plan these things? I mean,
so
you know,
this
we've got
be
3 weeks away.
Yeah, this is going to probably be, I think, 80%, maybe 70% new material.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other 30% would be probably just, I don't know.
Anything could happen.
Yeah.
So how does it happen? Like if you're on stage and you just like something just comes to you, does it just come out? Like,
so before when I started, it was, people used to give me words, and I tried to make the words funny.
Okay.
On stage.
Okay.
And I spoke about spelunking and Pat Kwanu and oxy-noxy libification. So words like that, so and Pythagoras, and so stuff that people like. If you give me a word, give me a word.
Oh my goodness! Beef and chips.
Beef and chips is quite fattening.
I see where you're going.
Yeah,
I see where you're going.
Yeah, so beef and chips is words, but where does the words come from? Chips, like is like a chip in a wood chip. Or like a chip, like
no,
you
like,
eat.
Like a chip like you eat, like a slab chip.
A slab chip,
yeah,
that's like a slab chip, but you get other chips, like that you can laze these chips.
Yes.
Then you have like French fries chips.
Yeah.
Then you have like chips in your hood.
Yes, then you have like chips on your shoulder.
Yeah,
you
chip
know,
on
like,
a block.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah.
So chips, and then you have a TV program.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Chips as well.
Baker.
Yes, that's
Punch
right. Okay,
Punch
I see.
Baker. Yeah, and then beef. So like if vegetarians. Like if they fight.
They don't like beef.
If they fight.
Oh, they are having beef, yeah. okay, I get it.
Yeah, so that's how sometimes, but this specific one is I want to speak about certain things. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well,
yeah.
I'm looking forward.
Mm. And I'm probably going to speak about Zuma, obviously.
Yes, of course. Well, yes, that's kind of...
Yeah.
You've got Brian Malefe, and I mean, there's a whole lot of... You really have quite a pickings to choose from.
I got some emails also. I thought it was spam, but
turns out it wasn't.
It wasn't spam. People offering me shares in a railway company.
Okay. Yes, fair enough. That makes sense. You know what? Actually, with this country, you're never short of material, yeah, are you? Anyway. Yeah.
Oh.
How did the collab?
Oh, wait. The key to that is. Yes. How do you transfer that into people's consciousness? So it's fine to have all that material,
yeah,
and make jokes about it, but how do you transfer that into a positive consciousness?
Do they come away feeling it's actually not as bad as you know, or whatever? Okay.
Yeah, or come away as like, you, I didn't look at it that way.
Okay.
For instance, the chunk status.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, you know, so if we really chunk status, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bottles of alcohol, mm-hmm, that cost at least 10,000 rand each.
Yep.
So that's like that whole haul there is 100,000 rand just with alcohol, and we chunk status.
Yeah. So yeah.
So yeah, you know.
But I think a lot of things like that, like it gets put in the media and people don't understand it. They don't understand, you know, technically what it means, etc.
What it means.
So,
so now, obviously, most of the masses don't, because we unfortunately, we're not as educated as we could be.
Mm.
And sure. How do you
educate them? Yeah. In a fun way, where they leave and going, okay, it's not that bad. I learned something.
Or it's really bad.
Yeah.
Or the other side.
Yeah, and then you just make fun of it.
Yeah, it's really bad. Like, chunk status is bad.
No, it is bad.
Yeah, so it's really bad. So you laugh at it, but when you leave, then you go, shit, yeah, it is really bad.
It is quite hectic.
So the collab...
Yes, I was going to say, how did this wind up, the two of you?
So it was by coincidence, actually, that both of us is actually going to do the same live series in 1 month.
Okay.
And we were lucky that Mnet and DSTV people liked us both at the same time.
Oh, well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, and I think also... just cutting out the middleman, saving costs, all those things. But it's an honor to do it to Jason, because I started. He's like one of the first people that was my fans, I guess.
You've been around like forever, since I can remember.
Yeah, since we were the same age, when we were still in school.
Yes.
We don't tell people our age.
No, I won't, don't worry. Luckily there's things that you can do to hide it.
Yeah. Look at me, I can't yet, but I'm going to probably hide it for the show. And then Jason's girlfriend,
Sean,
Sean was the one that actually came up with this that we are now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so, and she was like, you know, and I also think that there's no other better guy, you know, I would want to do it with right now. Like, because I feel like, yeah, this is, maybe it's arrogant, but I feel like I'm Diego Maradona and Jason is Lionel Messi.
Whatever works for you, analogies work for you.
Because it's like, do you know Argentina?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know the game, I know who they are, but I'm not like a huge fan.
Okay, well, fan of what are you?
I don't really watch or play a sport.
Okay, of what fan are you?
What am I a fan of? I'm a fan of social media, man.
Oh,
that's my life.
Social media, so... Mm. Nah, there's no analogy for that.
But it's okay. I kind of get where you...
Yeah.
I kind of get where you're going with that.
Yeah. It's like, you know when you, like, I was going to say unsynchronia.
No, but that could also lead to a whole plethora of jokes as well. So maybe let's not go there.
Yeah, it's like, so it's a bit arrogant to say, but maybe like Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy.
It's two really big names collabing together. That's exciting. And where
but one new and one old.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And where to for you, Joey? What's next after the live series? What's next?
So
what's
I'm
on the cards?
I'm shooting a movie.
Oh, yeah.
A Nigerian movie.
Oh, okay.
with Patience Akio Mamaji. She's like one of the biggest Nigerian actresses. And a girl that's like huge on social media also from Nigeria.
Okay.
Her name is Nancy. She was like a model and stuff there.
What is it called? When will it be out?
It will probably be out in December.
Okay.
That is going to be very quiet. It's going to be out. We're currently shooting now.
And what is it about?
It's about in-laws, meeting the in-laws.
Okay.
So I'm a guy that's married to a woman that's 20 years. I'm a South African type guy that's married to a Nigerian woman that's 20 years older than me.
Older than you? Oh, my goodness.
And then I have a side chick that's like 10 years younger than me.
Okay.
That falls pregnant. And our daughter gets married to a guy that's from America.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah, so it's just a whole cultural kind of a...
Yeah, so it's a mixed cultural thing. That, and obviously it's like the slapstickness of a wedding, the slapstickness of a funeral. There's a wedding in there, there's a funeral
and
in
of
there.
Course it's funny, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like being you,
of course it's funny.
Yeah, there's very funny lines. There's a line in a movie where I say to the, the marriage counselor says, basically, you guys are doomed, your marriage is not going to work.
Yeah.
And then my wife says, even us. Then I'm like, yes, even us. We've been married for 40 years, and I'm only 39. So there's lots of slapstick lines. Yeah, but yeah, I think it will do well in Nigeria, definitely.
Fantastic.
Because of the stuff. Yvonne Chaka Chaka is in there. Danu Kabete is in there. Yeah, it's like lots of star power in there.
Fantastic.
And
what is it called? So we know to keep an eye out for it.
Meet the In-Laws.
Meet the In-Laws. Okay. Mm. And Joey, if people want to get hold of you, if they want to check out your website or get hold of you on
Joey
social
Razdin,
media.
.co.za.
Yeah.
On Instagram, it's Razdin only.
Yeah.
On Facebook, it's The Real Joey Razdin. On
Twitter,
it's Joey Razdin.
Fantastic.
And now we're doing material too, Ezra.
Okay.
No material.
No.
The movie, me and Riyad.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
So we're doing material too as well.
So you got a lot on the cards, eh?
Yeah, so that's a thing that I'm really looking forward to.
A very, very random yet fun interview. So if you would like to see Joey Razdin performing live as part of the live series, again, his performance dates are the 4th and 5th of August this year. The show starts at 8 o'clock, no under 18s. And I can let you know, having watched it this evening, there is some content and some language which would not be okay for anybody under the age of 18, but very funny nonetheless. And the ticket prices range from 110 to 220 Rand. And there are royalty box seats, which includes food and beverages, available from 350 Rand. So do check them out. Tickets are available on computicket.com, or you can also head across to my website, heatherhook.com, and then just click on the live series Comedy with Joey Razdin and Jason Goliath post and find out a little bit more. But I promise you, if you like good comedy, good South African comedy, you're going to laugh your head off. That was absolutely, absolutely brilliant. If you love good food and wine, which I know you do, then you want to make sure to celebrate Women's Month in August with the Cradle Boutique Hotel in conjunction with leading Joburg Wine Outlet, one of my favorite wine outlets, Wine Menu. They are hosting the Cradle of Food and Wine Festival, which is featuring a tasting event that will be represented by some of the country's top women wine and gin makers, Viva for the Ladies. And it is a one-day event which is going to take place on Saturday, August 19th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. and is open to the whole family. There'll be wines to taste from more than 10 estates. It'll be pouring on the day. There'll be some sample local gins from gin makers. And if you've got younger kids, they'll be catered for as well. They could take part in the Cradle Explorers Club. And they're going to do a nature walk and do a whole bunch of fun stuff. There's a fee available or applicable to that. It's 80 Rand per kid, but don't worry, your kid will be taken care of for a couple of hours. So once you've done the tastings, you have the option of purchasing a picnic hamper, or you can bring your own blanket or lunch to the Cradle Boutique Hotel restaurant, or you can choose from the a la carte menu as well. So that is going to be loads of fun. So that is Saturday the 19th of August from 11 until 4 at the Cradle Boutique Hotel, which is located on Route T9 on Cromdy Road, just close to the Cradle of Humankind. Entrance fee, 75 Rand per person over the age of 18 years. If they're under 18, free, and a picnic hamper for two costs you 250 Rand per hamper, excluding your wine. So that looks like lots of fun. Now, of course, you know me, I love to give things away. And if you would like to win a set of tickets to the Cradle of Food and Wine Fest, all you need to do is head on over to heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tag, and you can stand a chance to win a set of tickets to the fest, which is valued at 150 Rand. So this, please note, this does not include any food or extras. It is just your entrance to the event, but it is going to be absolutely, absolutely epic. So make sure that you enter. I'll be announcing the winner on Tuesday, the 8th of August. So head to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and make sure that you enter to win a set of tickets to the Cradle of Food and Wine Fest valued at 150 Rand. Yay for winning. Sticking with winning, one of my favorite ice cream brands. As you know, Haagen-Dazs ice cream and I and Dahlstrom Winter Festival have partnered up and we're going to be giving away an absolutely amazing prize. So basically what I'm doing is I am challenging you to be creative, to be bold and to be fun and to do whatever you need to do to win an amazing package courtesy of Haagen-Dazs to give away to one lucky reader. So basically what you're going to get is two tickets to the Dahlstrom Country Festival, including a 2-night stay for two adults at the absolutely stunning Dunkeld Country Estate, which is valued at 6,000 Rand. There's a catch. If I get the most likes and shares, I'll be able to go and attend the event, and I'll also be able to give one to my followers. So I get one and you get one. So what do you need to do? You need to follow Haagen-Dazs on social media. I'll give you the handles just now. You need to follow me and you need to follow them. You need to share a picture of yourself enjoying your favorite Haagen-Dazs moment. Tag me and Haagen-Dazs and use the hashtags #RWinterMoments. That's with a double A. So A-A-H, Winter Moments. And come get us as your hashtag. I'm going head to head with two other influencers, my good friends Lloyd and the Nocturnal Wenchy. So let's help Team Heather Hook win. And I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And you are going to have a blast. Prizes are not transferable or negotiable and cannot be exchanged for cash. Competition closes on the 26th of July and the winners will be announced across all my platforms. You can enter on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter and here on the blog as well, or get the information on the blog. You can enter as many times as you like across the different platforms. So if you are on Twitter, I am Heather L. Hook. And Haagen-Dazs are Haagen-Dazs_SA. If you're on Instagram, I am Heather Louise Hook. And Haagen-Dazs are @Haagen-Dazs_SA. Facebook, I am facebook.com/HeatherL Hook. And Haagen-Dazs is Haagen-Dazs South Africa. So make sure to follow me, them, put up a picture of yourself having an absolutely amazing time and enjoying your favorite Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And don't forget to use the hashtags #RWinterMoments as well as come get us. So that's all you have to do to stand a chance to win that absolutely amazing package. I think it's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited. I've never been to Dahlstrom, would you believe? So I'm looking forward to going through and checking it out. That is it from me on today's show. Hang out with Heather. Please do engage with me on social media. I love, 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 love my social media, especially my Twitter. So do make sure to get engaged with me on social media. And if you would like to check out my website, it is heatherhook.com. I will be back with you next week, Tuesday. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of the week, that your weekend is absolutely spectacular. And I will be back with you super soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.